1620 94.5 WTAW. The 78th time a College Station City Council meeting includes the Midtown District, located behind Baylor Scott and White Hospital. The governing body is asked to participate in a multi-million-dollar public-private partnership. Midtown developer James Murr proposed a combination convention and indoor sports center, a family entertainment center, an indoor-outdoor water park, and a 250-room hotel. Mayor John Nichols inviting Murr to provide details to city staff so they can determine if the city at large can participate.
If you can get the financing figured out and the people with outside money to come in to build this, and the city's got to make some adjustments to make this happen, I think we'd be willing to consider that. I really don't know whether the city could actually afford what the public partnership would be in this. Maybe not. But I would think this is the kind of thing that our economic development group looks at all the time.
Murr's proposal was part of a 2.5-hour discussion that was the result of months of requests by homeowners in Midtown who are paying additional property taxes to the Midtown Municipal Management District. Homeowners believe it's the city's responsibility to create commercial development and other amenities, some basing that opinion on what they were told by their home builders. City staff brought up an agreement where the developer was responsible for bringing in commercial business. Councilwoman Melissa McElhaney said the agreement can be changed.
This is our document. We can modify it. We can change it. We can add to it. We could take away from it. To make Midtown successful, I think we're going to have to make some decisions. But I don't think that tonight, for me personally, I know what those decisions need to be.
No formal action taken by the College Station City Council. This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.